going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Last time Donald Trump had China's back up against the wall, had maneuvered them into a trade agreement. He'll do it again. He will, if they give him long enough. China and the Democrats became desperate. The market roared. We were on the verge of 30,000. We'll never forget it. Little did Trump know, behind his back, Anthony Fauci, who's now been pardoned for his crimes, because the Democrats know he committed crimes, was transferring gain-of-function technology to the Chinese People's Liberation Army's foremost weapons lab. Trump people didn't notice the clause and agreement that would have brought China to its knees, and rightfully so, on trade, finally made things fair. They can't operate if it's fair. Didn't notice the out clause. There was a virus. You know the rest of the story. A virus given to them by Anthony Fauci and the Democrats with an assist from Hunter Biden. You know the story. They all worked together to destroy Trump's economy, and that is exactly what is going on right now. It is no different. Fauci's just retired. He's got his criminal pardon, and the next Fauci, however they'll do it, is already working inside our government with China again. Guarantee it. It's a deep state is. We've already seen it. We know how this ends. We've seen this story. But I want to remind you of a few of the greatest hits as we talk about China in the markets. Headline. China disease lab found in Fresno, California. Over 18 deadly pathogens and the mice raised to deliver them. A very deadly form of COVID. Much more deadly than the one that they released. That got out. Mice weaponized and bred to carry and spread it. It was a Chinese illegal immigrant. And when they found him and caught him reluctantly, it was a county employee who actually caught him, or we would be none the wiser operating this deadly weapons lab inside our country. We found that the guy was funded by the Chinese Communist Party, $2 million. His name was Jia Beizu. What was he doing? He was pretty honest about it. Undertaking classified military R&D and weapons production on our soil. Cool. Great. Fantastic. Fantastic. What was the purpose of this? He was really clear about that, too. It wasn't so he could make some masks and sell them. No, no. It was to bring down the wolf that was America. Congress has still not gotten a lot of answers on this. The FBI has disappeared. A lot of the evidence never came back out again. The operator of the biolab's been indicted. No sanctions against China. No action taken. Because Democrats in China work in lockstep. They have one common enemy, and he's Donald Trump. I just want to remind you of who China is, what we could get a proper perspective on what is at stake here before I pivot to the Wall Street Journal and their nonsense. Headline, how Chinese hackers graduated from clumsy corporate thieves to military weapons. Cool. Massive typhoon cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure, telecoms. Sought to lay groundwork for potential conflict with Beijing. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Where's this? Wall Street Journal? Huh? Where are the Chinese hackers? Well, they've gained the ability, I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal, to shut down dozens of U.S. ports, power grids, nuclear facilities, and water treatment plants. They bragged to the Biden administration about it in December. I'm not over this, folks. They admitted. We hacked you. That was us. Yeah, we claimed it wasn't us, but we want you to know it was. By the way, it's punishment for supporting Taiwan. What will they do now? What will they do now? We'll do it in partnership with Deep State this time, like with Fauci and Echo Health Alliance and the Pentagon funding them the whole way to destroy Trump's economy. Will that happen? Do you understand the parameters of this? And then I read this nonsense. We might have to let them destroy us for cheap stuff. Really? Wall Street Journal this morning whining and complaining. And I mean, it's bad. I feel sorry for small business owners. I do. I have sympathy. Their supply chain is whacked. They don't know what to do. They resell cheap Chinese goods for a living. The headline is, from fake eyelashes to Care Bears, U.S.-bound goods are stuck in tariff limbo. Some companies are torn. Do they revamp supply chains or wait for the trade war to ebb? This poor woman can't afford to bring her fake eyelashes. What are they, lined with lead? We are paying for our own destruction. Cheap stuff is killing us. It's killing us. But what about China? I mean, everybody's so focused on us and cheap lashes and fake care bears. All the people Wall Street Journal's interviewing and their struggles to make a buck off of slave labor, which is completely immoral. But how's China doing? Anybody know? Anybody checked on China? Is this working? Because the thing is, it's working. That's why they're panicking. Trump's winning. Where do you hear this? Nobody else is going to talk about it. We don't even factor in if we're winning. We decide to lose and then go with that while the liars tank the market. Oh, it's so bad. Well, no, for us, sure. Yeah, but how's China holding up? Not so good. Headline, zero hedge. China is in economic dire straits and they're no longer able to hide it. The Trump administration's tariffs on China are not the initiator of the nation's troubles. They are more a bookend to a process of decline that's been ongoing for years. You mean they're not all powerful? No. No, they're not. Daily Pulse explain this. You will not find this on CNBC or in any of the globalist media.
But the problem for Chinese manufacturers is not just the tariffs, but the uncertainty of timing and sudden changes to policy. They say no one is willing to make a big move on production or shipments until the trade landscape becomes more predictable. This means most Chinese factories are frozen. Trump's tariff actions are widely criticized by the media as erratic or poorly planned, but what they don't understand is that the uncertainty is the real leverage, not the tariffs. What seems like a spur-of-the-moment decision or a sudden capitulation on Trump's part can be highly effective at throwing foreign governments and corporations off balance. Globalism requires a perpetual status quo. Change of any kind is like holy water to a vampire. Chinese shipments are actually on standby and orders are frozen. Nothing is moving.
Oops. Wait, you mean he's not erratic? You mean this is a strategy? Let me read that again, because she's actually quoting Zero Hedge. Trump's tariff actions are widely criticized by the media as erratic or poorly planned, but what they don't understand is that uncertainty is the real leverage, not the tariffs. What seems like a spur-of-the-moment decision or sudden capitulation on Trump's part can be highly effective in throwing foreign governments and corporations off balance. Chinese shipments are on standby. Orders are frozen. Nothing is moving. Folks, who is our enemy here? It's not the Chinese people. They're slaves. In fact, they've been burning down factories. Good for them. Keep going. Fight. Fight. Who's the enemy here? Chinese Communist Party is the enemy. But mainly their willingness clearly to sabotage the entire system, which they laid out in great detail for the Biden administration in December. What if, I mean, just what if, okay, I'm going really ambitious here because I think I understand where Trump's going with this. What if you could make China Japan? What if you could collapse the Communist Party? What if you had a democracy run by the people in the place of the Chinese Communist Party? I don't think the Chinese people want to kill me. I don't think the Chinese people want to spend their time breeding weaponized mice that can carry deadly strains of COVID in Fresno, California. I don't think they want to do that. I don't think the Chinese people want to collapse our water delivery system. I don't think the Chinese people want to collapse our nuke plants. I don't think the Chinese people want to melt down our grid. All of those are things that have been cyber attacked by Typhoon in the last couple of years, now admitted by China. I don't think they want to do that. I think they just want to compete. I think they just want to eat. I think they just want to be free. What if you could break the back of the Chinese Communist Party? What if you could do it? What then? Well, I know our globalist friends would lose one of their dearest partners. The model they are hoping to implement and copy in the Western world. Yes, I know all of that would happen. What if all of this propaganda that we're hearing that they're deliberately using to crash the market? Folks, understand something, okay? During Biden, we had 9% inflation. The average mortgage payment doubled. The average new car payment doubled. The average age of a new car on the road, because nobody could afford one anymore, went to the highest ever recorded. Average age, 12 years. None of this tanked the market. And they're acting like the end is nigh. Why? They are doing exactly what they did when they created, weaponized, and released COVID together. They are trying to save China and defeat their mutual enemy, Donald Trump.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Which is why you'll never hear anything like this on CNBC.
Some shipping companies may even face insolvency. Southeast Asia has become a heavily impacted area due to the U.S. reciprocal tariffs. For Chinese companies relying on U.S.-China trade, they did not expect that Trump would impose such strong tariffs on Southeast Asian countries like Cambodia and Vietnam. With the tariffs now in place, the profits of Chinese companies exporting to the U.S. have decreased significantly, as some have nearly become non-existent. The more they export, the more they lose, and even their attempts to use transshipment trade have been blocked.
And perhaps even more interestingly is Chinese nationals reporting how much of an effect this is having on their businesses.
Hey, what I fear the most has happened. I got an email early this morning from a U.S. client who purchases several million dollars worth of goods each year. Due to changes in Trump's tariff policies, they'll indefinitely suspend their orders. I read it and nearly passed out. What do we do now? More than 50% of factories will close this year. The golden era, when machines were running nonstop, is over. My brother, I just got off the phone with a client. He's gone bankrupt and has cleared out his stock. A lot of my clients in my WeChat moments are gone now. My peers are desperately slashing prices and extending payment terms. We have orders with payment terms, but we can't collect the money. Those doing cash sales can't even get orders.
Zero Hedge says China will not be able to survive tariffs on the current scale for long. A single year of 124% tariffs would crush China's economy beyond repair.
Wait, how long can they last again? Zero Hedge, which has accurately forecasted so many things. That's why I was warning you guys about April 2nd, starting really at the end of January, that it was coming, that you need to batten down the hatches. Yeah, Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge saying they don't think they could last without complete economic collapse an entire year. So what are you watching right now? You're watching Trump and Besant try to calm the markets. This is why Trump's out yesterday. Well, you know, I'm not going to zero on China, but I'm not going to 245% anymore either. How about somewhere around 145 or less? Yes, less, but not zero. And Besant saying, well, you know, we won't be having this trade war for long now. Don't worry. What is he doing? He's buying time. Buying time. He's trying to keep mom and pop in their 401ks. These evil globalists who already destroyed the world once, the world economy once, through COVID and their lies, deliberately are lying again to destroy it again in order to tank the markets and take out Donald Trump and keep their system in place. That is exactly what is going on. It is the same play as COVID. They are talking this market down. And they do not want you to know that China can't sustain this, particularly not for transnational shipping. That's what he's talking about in that last clip. China always thought it could sustain any kind of tariffs Trump would put on it because we wouldn't be smart enough to put them on countries like Vietnam, where if you look at Vietnam, a lot of the factories are either Chinese owned or they assemble Chinese parts and ship out for more favorable terms. That's what's killing China right now. This embargo, and that's what it is. That's what they're going for. It's been laid out across 100 countries. No more flooding countries with cheap goods and then closing their factories down when they can't compete. Those cheap goods, of course, subsidized by the very broke Chinese government and then shipping them through. Then once China takes over whatever sector it is and whatever country it is, they ship it through to us. Trump trumped them. And that's a problem because China is already failing economically.
Throw into the mix that since 2023, China has been mired in a deflationary crisis triggered by the CCP's severe pandemic lockdowns that negated an export boom, leading to economic stagnation, a collapsed property market from government-subsidized overbuilding of shoddy tofu dreg structures, and widespread corporate defaults that have devastated investors. Despite brief optimism about government recovery efforts, Vanke, a major state-linked developer, reported a historic 49.5 billion yuan loss for 2024, its first since 1991, highlighting the crisis's depth. The deflationary spiral has fueled unpaid wages, factory closures, protests, and suspicious fires, while China's debt exceeding 300% of GDP limits stimulus options. Leaked videos by citizens bypassing the Great Firewall exposed the economic decay despite CCP efforts to suppress such information as a national security threat, underscoring China's precarious position in a fragile, interdependent global economy heavily reliant on Western exports. In closing, what Trump is doing seems to be the final nail in the coffin of an already failing economy. The question is, how will they retaliate next?
Zero Hedge wraps with this. It cannot be stressed enough that the global economy is largely a farce, but China is closest to the edge of the cliff in terms of consequences and crises. The interdependency of globalism has left many nations without the ability to weather a trade dispute, and China's survival is almost entirely based on steady exports to the West and the U.S. in particular. Underneath the facade, Zero Hedge says, is a nation on the brink of disaster. And I would add this. Their partners in the Democrat Party at the Pentagon, which again pumped $52 billion into China's foremost bioweapons lab, a military bioweapons lab. Folks, they're all on the same side, and they'll do anything to save the globalist system that's crumbling beneath their feet. Anything to stop Donald Trump. And that includes tanking both the bond market and the stock market on purpose.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.